Larson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Heavy gunfire shattered a 24-hour truce in Sudan on Tuesday shortly after it was due to take effect under U.S. pressure on warring military factions to halt fighting that has touched off a humanitarian crisis. The regular army and rival paramilitary rapid support forces issued statements accusing each other of failing to respect the ceasefire. The army's high command said it would continue operations to secure the capital and other regions. The medical aid group Doctors Without Borders tells VOA the situation in Sudan is critical. Mariama Jallo has the story from Nairobi.
Doctors Without Borders, also known by its French acronym MSF, said on Tuesday the situation is dire in many parts of Sudan. Abdallah Hussein Abdallah, operations manager for MSF, told VOA about a hospital in El Fasher in the North Darfur region.
Majority of them are civilians, including children. And these people were caught in the crossfire.
MSF says the El Fasher South Hospital is the only hospital open in the area. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Vladimir Kara Mirza's wife spoke to VOA a day after Russia sentenced the prominent opposition activist to 25 years in prison on charges including treason after he criticized Russia's war in Ukraine.
I believe that the world needs to stand with people who like my husband, are fighting and risking their lives and risking their freedoms to bring changes to Russia. So I will stand by my husband and continue fighting.
Evgenia Karamirza also told VOA on Tuesday she believes Russia will only stop becoming a threat to itself and its neighbors when it becomes a democracy. Find more at